it broke the limbs off of trees and things like that, but it sure piled it up in the hills better and made moisture for the summer. But you can look at the mountains now and see the San Juans look pretty bare.
Pretty dry.
And we noticed coming in from out there today that the San Juan Mountains up near Silverton seem to have more snow on them. Whether it's just a little higher elevation or what, I don't know.
Did if you went out when it was really cold, could you ever get would you ever get an injury maybe to your nose or to your...
Yes, a frostbite.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Were there different kinds of a frostbite, different severities, depending on how bad it got?
I suppose it would depend upon how cold it would be. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know that Victor's ever had a frostbite.
Okay.
And he's been out in awful times of weather.
What's a hard freeze? I've heard that expression. It was a hard freeze. We had a hard freeze.
Well, it's a freeze that just about kills everything, the fruit and the vegetables. And
is that different than just a frost?
Yes.
What's a frost?
A frost is it's just a lighter freeze.
Okay. Does a hard freeze freeze the ground as well as the plants?
Yeah, yes. Hell, what we call a hard freeze, if it gets down 20 below zero, well, that'd be a hard freeze.
So if it gets real, real cold, you get a hard freeze.
Right. Okay. We don't really have too many real hard freezes.
Okay. And I was wondering about another type of snow I'd heard about was called a snee. Have you ever heard of snee? It's kind of a combination of sleet and snow.
Okay. No, but I suppose we have it.
Okay, you have
because
that. Because
we
just
do have sleet.
Just call it snow.
Mm-hmm. That's just all snow, that white stuff.
Yeah. Do folks around here have a name for freezing and thawing ice? Are those different? Do they have different names for freezing and thawing ice? When it's you know, freezing in order, or different thicknesses of ice, maybe on a pond? Just wondering.
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
It has to, before it's safe, it has to be frozen quite thick.
Mm-hmm. And when it warms up in the springtime, what do they call that?
A spring thaw.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a warm wind that blows out of the south?
A Chinook?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And how about a cold wind in the winter that blows out of the north?
I don't know what they call it.
Ever?
Is it a blizzard?
Okay. Or have you ever heard it called a northerner?
Right.
Ever hear it called a blue norther?
We don't have any.
We don't
very much of anything.
Have
like
that kind here that
mostly
I know of.
Can't come
over the mountains.
Over these high mountains up
okay.
here.
A couple of things. These are just expressions. When it's been a really calm day, and then all of a sudden the wind begins to increase, you might say to Victor, the wind is
blowing.
Okay.
Or it's increasing.
Okay. You ever say picking up?
Well, I could have.
Okay.
I don't know that I did.
Okay. How about if it's been a very windy day and all of a sudden it begins to get calm, you would say?
Oh, it's calmed down a lot.
Okay. Okay. And on a real, real hot day, you might say, turn to Victor and say, Victor, it is hot as?
Hades.
Okay. And on a cold day, you might say, Victor, it's cold as?
He'd say it's cold as hell.
Okay.
But I don't think that's cold.
Yeah. It's funny how people use Hades or hell for cold and hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right.
Would you, you mentioned you haven't had much rain lately. What do they call that around here when there hasn't been a lot of rain?
A dry spell.
Okay. Do they ever call it anything else? Is there a fancy word for dry spell? D-R-O-U?